राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सूर्यो अग्नि सूर्योग्नि कर्मरुदेव सोमस्संज्ञाहनी दिशा गम खुप स्वयं धर्म इति ये ते दयस्य साक्षिणा सूर्योग्निस्तं मरुद्देव सोमस्संज्ञाहनी दिशा Kam kok svayam dharma iti. Yete dahyasya sakshina. So yognis kam marudeva. So maksan khyahani disha. Kam kok svayam dharma iti. Yete dahyasya sakshina. Yamaraja, or the super soul, iti, thus, he, indeed, ete, all of these, daityasya, of a living entity, embodied in the material elements, sakshina, witnesses. Translation. The sun, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and the Supersoul himself all witness the activities of the living entity.
Kam ko svayam dharma iti hi ete daihasya sakshina. In the Christian religion, they do not believe karma, that I did something in my past life. Where is the evidence? That I did something, therefore I am suffering. They take the analogy, just like a criminal in the court, he is convinced when there is sufficient witness. Not that I have complained against you, when you go to the court you are punished. No. My charges against you should be corroborated by sufficient witness. So the Christian religion is, they do not believe in the next part, transmigration of the soul, something like that. So they do not believe also in the fruitive activities, resultant action of our past life. This very word, witness, it is my personal experience. I was a student in the Scottish Chartist College in Calcutta, and we had to attend half an hour Bible class. So, Dr. W.S. Harper, he was teaching, Reverend Dr. W.S. Harper, he said, I remember, that where is the evidence? The Hindus believe in the karma. But where is the evidence that I did it? The answer is here. That we may not compare our inefficiency with the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Now, God has kept so many witnesses. How we can escape? Here is the least of witness. Surya, first of all. Because so, how can escape Surya's light? We cannot escape. So here is one witness. Then, Agni, fire. Then, Kong, the sky, where there is no sky. Here we are sitting, there is sky. And there is light also. Then Maru, here. Deva, Please leave us. Bring us, yes. Then Soma, at night there is moon. Sandhya, evening, or moon. Moon is also Sandhya. Sandhya means junction. When the night is going away, the day is coming, early in the morning. That is also Sandhya. When midday, the forenoon is passing, the afternoon is beginning. That is also Sandhya. Three Sandhya. Three Sandhya. We have to chant times Rashtri mantra of three Sandhya. And in the morning, in the midday, and in the evening. That is three Sandhya. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada. Navati kutoki, hari nekraya. Trisandhya. This Trisandhya. And in the morning, midday, and in the evening. Every Sandhya is witness. Sandhya, honey, day and night together, full day, 24 hours, honey. Honey, honey, loka, gacchanti, dhamma mandiram, this honey. Every day, hundreds and thousands of living entities are dying. Sesha asidam icchanti, dhamma sajjam ataparam. Stay. When he is not dead, he is thinking, I will not die. I will. This is the wonderful thing. Most wonderful thing. Everyone should be prepared for death. Death is inevitable. So, Disha and 10 directions. North, south, east, west, the four corners. Eight and up and down. They are 10 directions. So where do you go? Everywhere there is witness, you cannot escape. Kong Fu Shayam. What is Kong Fu? What are they? Yes. So, how you can escape God's eyes? Sarvato panipada sat, sarvato chakshu. Everywhere God's eyes are there. So, you cannot escape. You are wanting witness. Here are so many witnesses. How you can hide your sinful activities? That is not possible. You can hide yourself from the material laws that the police has not seen me, that I am scared. No. In God's law, you cannot do. That is not possible. So you should remember it. That when we act sinfully, then there are so many witnesses and we have to be punished. You cannot escape. These are so many God's witnesses, and over and above them, the personality of Godhead in his super soul feature. Super soul means God is present in everyone's heart. Not only heart, he is everywhere present, even within the atom. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Ekapasau ratayatam jagadandakoti. ಗಚ್ಚಿರಸ್ತಿ ಜಗದನ್ನಚಯ ಜಗಂತ ಅಂಡಾಂತರ ಸಂ ಪರಮಾನುಚಯಾಂತರ ಸಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾದಿ ಗುರು ಸಂ ಸಮಾನ Lord, in order to this maintain this material world, how he has expanded, it is described in the Shastra. Ekappasaurasayasam jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means this universe. Anda is his egg-like. Anda means egg-like. Jagat anda. The universe. So that universe is not one. We are seeing only one universe without this naked eyes. But when you see through the eyes of Shastra authority, Shastra Chakusha, this is basic knowledge. That don't be simply a priori of these defective eyes. What is the value of these eyes? There are so many things that this morning we are discussing. You take photograph from the sea, what do you see? But there are many millions of pieces within the sea. What do you take photograph? They say that we have taken photograph on the moon planet, there is no life. What is the value of this photograph? Can you take photograph in the water, how many pieces are there? So what is the value of your photograph? This is the difficulty that these rascals do not accept that they are defect. That is the difficulty. With their defective senses, they are thinking we are perfect. Because we have got a photograph, telescope, therefore, it is made by you. You are defective and whatever you make, that is defective. This is the conclusion. This is the right conclusion. If blind man, if he creates some telescope, or can he see? You are blind, what you can see? But they are taking evidence of seeing with photographs. Telescope. So these questions were never raised. We are now raising these questions. And they are passing. No, this is not the process. The process is Shastra Chakusya Sabda Pramanam. That is the Sabda Pramanam. Just as you are sleeping. And somebody is coming to kill you with knife. So, how you can take precaution? You are sleeping. But some of your friends are relatives, get up, there is enemy. Immediately you wake up. That means you see with the ear, not with the eyes. The real seeing is through the eyes, and through the ears. Suppose one does not know who is his father. So, how he can see the father? Through the ear, not with the eye. That is not possible. The mother says, my dear child, here is your father. And you see through the eyes, here is my father. But therefore, realize the ear, not the eyes. Realize. That is real thing. Therefore, Shastra says, Vedic knowledge, that Shastra Chakusya, Pasati Jnana Chakusya, one can see by the eyes of knowledge. Not by this blunt eyes. This is useless. You cannot see. And how you can see through the sabda? Shastra means sabda. Through the ear. My Guru Maharaj used to say, Don't try to see a saintly person by your eyes. You see a saintly person by the ear. Because if you hear from the saintly person and he is speaking from the experience which he has had from the another saintly person, this is called Guru Parampara. Then the knowledge is perfect. Yesterday, the Yamaduta said that it is Sushruma. Never said I have seen it. Vedu Narayana Sasa Svayambhu Kriti Sushruma. We have heard it. Vedu Narayana Sasa, he never said, I have seen it. No. It is Sushruma. But this is experience, real knowledge. Vedu Narayana Sakshat. Vedu is directly Narayana. So, Narayana, you can see Narayana. You can hear about Narayana. Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Vishnu is Narayana. This is the beginning of understanding Narayana. Samanam, Kirtanam. Never says, by seeing, by touching, by looking up. No. You cannot. That is not experience. Real experience is it is Sushruma. So, if we take our knowledge that there is no witness what we did in our previous life, that is nonsense. Yeah, there are so many witnesses. It is Sushruma. Here. You cannot say there is no witness. You hear from the Vedic literature how many witnesses are present there for all your activities and how they are becoming recorded. Minutely, and everything will be judged. Therefore the Jamaraj is there. So, this is our position that Pratityakshyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa Ahamkara Vimuratma. Anyone who is proud of his so-called knowledge, so-called experience, simply I believe, I think, it may be, suppose, what is this knowledge? Not nonsense. When you get knowledge, Sushruma, from the authority, that is knowledge. And that is all useless. All useless. Because your senses are imperfect. You cannot see properly. You cannot hear properly. You cannot touch properly. You cannot smell properly. These are your instruments for getting experience. You cannot go. How you can say in other planets there is no life? You cannot go. According to the scientist calculation, they say to go to the topmost planet, it will take 40,000 years. It is going to travel 40,000 years. But you are seeing, the planets are there. Go there and see. He cannot estimate of one universe, which we are practically seeing. And in the Shastra here, there are millions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Koti suvasi subasudhari vibhuti vinnam. Tad brahma niskalam ananta asesa bhutam. Govindam adikultam. Tamarvaya. So, we have to take knowledge from Shastra. And who will teach me Shastra? Tadvijnana samsa guru vidakshe. Go to guru. Tadvijnana sam. Just like you go to some superior person to learn something. That is the process. Similarly, the same process. you have to go to a person who has also heard Sushruma. You go to that. Not that a person who says that I suppose, I believe, maybe, no. You go to the person who says, it is Sushruma, you have heard it from others. You have to go to that path. Srotriyam Brahmanishtam. Who is Guru? Srotriyam, who has properly heard. Srotriyam. And what is the result? Brahmanishtam. By hearing, his form becomes, there is God. You have to go to such Guru. If you go to a Pakkar, what will he teach you? No. Pakkar means, one who talks much without any knowledge. It's called Pakkar. So, everything in direction is there. Let me give you, if you want to know that science, then, Pratvijyanatham Guru Mayama must gachet, this bhav is used and there is this sense must. He says, if somebody says, all right, I shall learn him without going to any guru. No, that is not possible. That's what this bhav is used. Gachet, you must, if you want to learn. Otherwise, you remain in darkness. This is Vedic Indians. Sushruma, you must hear from the right source. Then you will get perfect knowledge. So therefore, whether there is witness or not witness, we cannot understand from a so-called professor. There is witness, Shastra says. And how can you deny it? If Surya first word is Surya. The Surya is the eyes of God. One eye. Another eye is moon. And it is described in the Shastra. Dattrakshiresa sabita sakalagrahana raja samastha suramurti asesa teja. The Sadhaya Dharmati Sanghitakala Chakra Govinda Mahavikritam Samangvajam. The Surya, we can see that we have got some rays of the eye, 3 bit. That you see, from the 93 million miles away, he is seeing it. So brightly he is seeing. So, you have to understand in that way. This also says, here is that. Another eye, one after another. How will you escape? That is not possible. Therefore, we must be very cautious and, with sense, we must act. And if we act according to the direction of the Shastra, then our position is safe. Otherwise, we are risking life. Risking life means this human life. Human life, the dog has got ear. We have got no ear. But the dog cannot understand Shastra. That is not possible. Only elephant has got ears, very big ears. Does it mean that he can hear more? No. This is Ashkelda. One must be quite able to hear, to understand Shastra. Therefore, Shastra is meant for the human society. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you find the Sanatana Goswami teaching you in time. Anadi mohinmog jeeva Krishna bhuli gela atayev Krishna veda purana kodita. Why these Vedas and Puranas are there? Just to remind us වේද පුරාණ කරිලා වේද with four Vedas and other literature writing by the Vedas. Purana means supplement Vedas. There are many historical incidences. They say mythology. No, it is not mythology. It is from selected historical incidences put together by the same Vedic instance. Common man. In the Vedas, mantras are there, common man cannot understand. Janma dasa jataha abhata brahma jityasa. This big mantra goes on. But ordinary person, they cannot understand. Therefore, the same Vedas explain with reference to the historical incidences. That is called Puran. Puran means who is complete. Puran. Purayati is Puran. So, the Mahabadi philosophers, they say, the Puranas are stories. No. The Bhagavad is Puran. It is full of stories. But what kind of stories? All Vedic instructions. That's why Yogami. Ajami began itihas. The Bhagavad Puran is speaking itihas in the beginning. It is said that Sukadeva Goswami is giving incidences of itihas, the history, examples from the history. So this is actual fact. So in order to convince Parikshit Maharaj, how chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is powerful, is giving a lesson from the history. How Ajami was delivered. Simply by chanting Narayana. This is the incident from the history. And in the history, the story begins, Karnakumji. Karnakumji is still there in India. Perhaps you have heard the name of Kanpur. So, that is within the Karnakumbh area. Karnakumbh is Vija. There is a Brahmin in Karnakumbh. Historical name is that. It is history. It is not story, mythology. No. It is story. It is historical fact. Anything which is described in the Shastra. The Bhagavad is Mahapurana. Don't be misled. These are mythology. No, these are historical facts. And we have to learn the basic knowledge by the description selected from the history so that we can easily understand. This is the purpose. So in our this human form of life, we should be very careful what is order that you should do like this. It's like if you go to a medical man, so if you are diseased, the medical man, physician will give you a prescription that you take this medicine and you do not take this kind of food, you can take this kind of food. Ahara potsa. So if you want to cure your material disease, then the two things are required, the medicine and the food. Potha, it is called potha. The proper food and proper medicine. The proper medicine is chanting Hare Krishna, and the proper food is Krishna Prasad. Take these two things, you are liberated. Thank you. Bye.